Good morning. Today we are going to further define the prohibition of creating an image of a person. As we mentioned yesterday, we are created b'tzelem Elokim, and accordingly, there's a pasuk that says, lo tasun iti, and the drasha is, lo tasun osi, don't make me, don't make an image of people, because we are b'tzelem Elokim. So l'maisa, the prohibition is not only in the making of the image, but also if it is made by somebody else, for example, by a non-Jew, we would be prohibited to keep that in our possession, which is called shehia, keeping it by us. And in fact, the Maharam Rutenberg was of the view that the Isser Mideoraisa of lo ta'asun iti, and the drush is lo ta'asun osi, don't make an image of people, that applies not only for somebody who makes the image, but also someone who keeps the image in his possession, even though it was made by somebody else. So that's the view of the Maharam in Rutenberg, that the prohibition covers both of those aspects. Nonetheless, the majority view of the Rishonim, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, is that this Isser D'oraisa is applicable only on the making of the image. That's when we have lo tasun iti, because if you look at the language, don't make me, don't make an image of me, don't make an image of people who are B'Tselem Elohim, but maintaining it in the possession is a related prohibition, but independent prohibition of chshad, of avodah zorah, that people are going to be choshed. It's similar to Maris Ayin, or the same of Maris Ayin, is a discussion. What are the differences, if any, between Chshad and Maris Ayin? But that would be a prohibition, because people may come to think that we are doing Avodah Zarah with these images in our possession. So there's an interesting example brought in the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Tshuva Shelash Yaivitz. So the Yaivitz discusses the following occurrence that happened in Amsterdam, when Rabbeinu Elazar was appointed the Av Beis Din, and to commemorate that, somebody printed a coin, minted a coin, and the coin was made of silver, and it had a picture of Rabbi Elazar, the new Av Beis Din, on it, and it was just his face. It wasn't his whole body. It was a bust from the top of his body up, including his entire partsuf, his entire face, and it was embossed, it was raised like our coins, and there the Yaivitz Paskin, that is absolutely prohibited, and there's actually a double prohibition. Number one is the prohibition was to make the coin, so whoever made that coin violated the Isser Mideoraisa of lo ta'asun iti, don't make an image of a person, and the second was a chshad, that people will think that they are worshiping Avodah Zarah. So that applies even if somebody else made it. Even if a non-Jew made it, it's prohibited for us to keep such a coin in our possession. So we see, bottom line here, is that there is a prohibition not only on the making, but also maintaining, keeping items that violate a prohibition of lo tasun iti, lo tasun osi, don't make an image of a person. And we have a number of questions that come out of that. Number one, which will be our discussion this week, is photographs. And is it permitted to take pictures of people, or is it permitted to let others take pictures of us? That's number one. Number two would be buying dolls, keeping dolls in our possession when they are in the image of people. And number three would be, how about use of coins or even money, possibly bills that have images of people on it? And there are many other questions that relate to this topic, and we will focus on the first of those questions: pictures, photographs, etc. Is there a prohibition or a not prohibition? And Amir Tzajem, we will get directly into that topic tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.